He said, I sure can. He said, I can't see you, but I can sure enough hear you.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes.
Dealing with America's beacon of hope.
being doused by a Republican Party who cares less about immigration, cares less about people who come here who want to make a better life for themselves, by stripping their families apart and telling us that this is by the Bible and by the law, and so we're justified for our actions being taken. To put this on the Democrat, and like you said earlier, to hold all three heads, and then to be able to change the law, but to use this as a lever to get a wall built, is sacrilegious. This is the worst of Trump at his most finest hour, from looking at the G7, knocking them, our closest friends, to embracing Pyongyang. This just goes into the convoluted BS of how this administration has flowed. So let's not think that we expected anything, but this man said that Mexico was going to pay for this. Now he's pressuring our own people in our own country, in our own parties, to pay for something that he said that he was elected to do, and that some other country would do this. So here we are again, dealing with lies, deceit, and corruption at the highest level of the land. Need I say more?
Okay, well, I got E on the line. E, hey, how you doing, first of all?
Hey, boo, hey.
Check it. We're talking about the kids being separated down at the borders, which has been on my mind this whole week, and how wrong it is, and all the situations that's happening down there with these different kids and these mothers being torn away and fathers being torn away from their kids. Your opinion on it?
It's horrible. And it's just another black eye for America, as long as Orange Aid is in office.
Did you say Orange Aid?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Next subject. James Comey. This bothered me too after I learned some little news. They did a watchdog report on the FBI, James Comey, and the Clinton emails, bringing it back up again. Basically, they're trying to discredit the Mueller report through this. But what I learned was Comey was crooked his damn self during this whole thing of reopening the Hillary email thing, while he had his own personal Gmail account he was using. So my question is, do you think this was done to discredit the Mueller report and the FBI all together? Larissa, yeah. Roy, then
hey,
E.
Hey, Larissa.
Hey, E, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good. To answer the question, of course it was done to discredit and take focus away. Of course it was done to discredit the Mueller investigation. And to me, it's different. You know, it's totally different. But, you know, this is how they do. It's a distraction. It's another distraction.
Roy?
Yeah, but you know, the problem that we have here, it doesn't matter how you look at James Comey. James Comey is a professional. He's not a liar. He did things according to a judgmental. He may have made a bad judgment call. Yeah, they try to play him up like he's some kind of he's arrogant. But guess what, though? He has to show a form of yes, I'm above, because he leads the highest group of men around the world, 35,000 or more. And yeah, he's got to have this arrogant, because he's got arrogant men that work underneath him. So he has to be hard-nosed, but at the same time, James Comey's situation is not the only criteria to the multiple layers of what all these different things that the president has done. to get these obstructions of justice. Mueller's not stupid to this. There's so many obstructions of justice. Comey just verifies the one that he references to because he was fired. And he has great reason to look at, have them look at him, because the president said that, yeah, once I looked at this, I thought about that Comey thing and this Russia thing, and I just thought, yeah, that right there is a guarantee this man has vindictiveness against Comey. So Comey was right to open up an investigation. What he did, he outsmarted the president by bringing in a special counsel, by allowing them to tumble into the weeds and bring about Mueller. And which was, see, President Trump is not a smart man. He's a gut-ridden man, and that's why he's had problems. But let's not worry about, as both parties have said already over the radio, this is just a distraction. I'm not looking that way. I'm not looking at Giuliani no more, because Giuliani is a bumbling Mr. Magoo and done it again kind of guy. So I'm not with all that. So let's just, Comey's not, he's in good place. He's in a good place. And he has, whatever he did wrong on his emails or whatever he's done wrong in that respect right there, it wasn't enough to fire him. What got him fired was the Hillary Clinton situation. And that's what they wanted to believe us to believe that it is. But it wasn't that. It was Russia. So, because he was closing in. And the thing about it, what they don't talk about is Barea and the guy before that was handling the situation before Comey even got his hands on it. There was another guy that was in charge of that, which was the last FBI agent that got fired. I think it wasn't pre-Barea, but it was another guy. And that's the one that is the guy, him and the last guy that they fired and took away his retirement, McCabe. McCabe and that guy was already tying in, having conversations with Comey already. But guess who the NSA had already spoke with James Comey. Not just the NSA, but it was also all the other top securities in America had already spoke with Comey. So this thing had been going on maybe 6 months before the president became the president of the United States. He cannot buck up out of this. This is on his plate. He gonna have to eat it.
I agree with Larissa. That's it.
Come on, E. Get some more passion. God dang it.
Sometimes you be like that. Sometimes you just gotta agree and move on, you know?
First of all, Roy has sucked all the passion out of me, and I agree with Larissa.
Okay. Here we go again.
Here we go.
This is from last week that I didn't get to, because Donna was so passionate last week. The Eagles not going to see Donald J. Trump at the White House for winning the Super Bowl. What is your opinions on this bullshit? Larissa.
You know, Donald Trump, and y'all have to excuse me in the background. I'm cooking while I'm talking, so if you hear some clanking and frying, that's me back here. But listen, Donald Trump, he was so mad that only about 10 Eagles were going to show up. He hurried up and went and, well, you're not invited anymore. If that's not the most childish thing I've seen from a president, you know, from a 72-year-old man or 73, whatever he is, you know, it's childish. It's so childish. And they had every right. They have every right. You know, everybody's talking about First Amendment. They exercised their First Amendment right not to go. And he should have kept that celebration for the ones that was there. But it wasn't a big enough crowd for him, so he disbanded.
I'm gonna go with E before Roy, so E can have two words more than I agree. Okay, E.
Listen. I support the Eagles and everything that they did. And yes, Mr. Orangey was acting like a petulant 2-year-old child, and how dare he take away the pseudo celebration for those that were there, and oh, y'all not invited anymore. It's just beyond ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous, but it's not shocking. So,
Roy.
Back to you, Roy.
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's a great declaration for NBA, NFL, anybody that believe that a black man's rights are being violated, and that if you take a stand, you take a stand. This is America. We have rights. And so anybody, the president, not having wanting anybody to come, that's great, because guess what? Nobody wants to be where this guy wants to tell you only what he wants to tell you, and you only do what he wants you to do. This is not a dictatorship. We've lost enough black men in America, where this is not 1800s. This is the 21st century. We have to do something. And if those players who make money want to stand and represent, because they go back home to these same neighborhoods that they grew up with and they've seen all these black men get shot down, slapped down, beat down, if they want to embrace, or they don't want to go see this man, that's fine. And for him not to want us to be there, I'm happy with it. He can go on. I mean, I don't see his sons looking like nothing, doing anything. And on top of that, he's a draft dodger.
Okay, new subject. Manafort going to jail because he tampered with witnesses, tried to bribe them. Do you think, and this is, I have this question for a few people, but do you think Manafort is going to flip Larissa E. Delroy?
He flipped like a circus clown. He's going to flip like a circus clown. That's exactly how he's going to flip. He's going to flip because he's still doing stuff that's landing him deeper and deeper in jail. And I think he got to, do he have to stay in jail until his trial? He has to stay in jail? Or just like a 50-day sentence? Or, Flip like a circus clown. Flip like a circus clown. I got a couple other names going to flip like a circus clown too, but we'll talk about that when it come up.
Yeah, he's going to do backflips and circus tricks like a gymnast at the Olympics.
Roy,
the only reason that he's going to flip is because there's two venues that he has to report to. The first one took him down. That's the one that probably he can get pardoned. But the second one, you cannot pardon him out. So he don't have no other choice but to give something up and give somebody. And on top of that, with COIN being able to, once they put together all of COIN's shredded letters, man, things change for everybody in the White House, him and everything. So, yeah, he's going to flip, but he's not going to get pardoned for both venues. He's going to get pardoned for one, but he ain't going to get the second one. So that makes him know that he has no other choice but to give up the president.
Yeah, because the second one is under New York State federal law. So
that's right.
They can't do it under the state. They only can do it under the government.
And on top of that, why would you pardon a man twice for crimes that he committed? Why would you do that?
Well, Trump's defense, to save his own self, basically.
Yeah.
I'm moving on to the next subject. The lying that's going on TV with this administration, Kellyanne, Sarah Huckabee, the lying. Oh, and of course the granddaddy of the lie, Donald Trump. And some politicians, when they don't want to answer nothing, they'll say fake news. Fake news. That's fake news. How do you guys and girls feel about the lying that's going on from this administration in the public's eye? Larissa E. DeRoy.
The lying that's going on from these folks is unreal. the lying is so bad that they upset the press. The press is even getting upset with the lies. You seen in the White House press room how the lawyers arguing back and forth with Sarah, whatever her name is, Sarah Sanders.
Yeah,
the lies are unreal. Even the press is upset, you know, because they can't get a question answered. She keeps going on and on and on and on and on. And you know what? She looks more razzled every time I see her. And Kelly Ann Conway, the Crypt Keeper, that's what I call her. I don't understand how you. I sometimes think how these people can sleep at night with the lies they tell. I don't think there's a salary worth that to come up and just keep telling lies. And you know what it is? Fake news and the Democrats. That's what they blame it on. Fake news and the Democrats. Fake news, Democrats.
E.
This administration has been lying since the campaign. It's not shocking. It's par for the course. They knew that they were lying during the campaigning. They knew they were lying during the entire election process. He's been lying since he put his name in the ring. So why wouldn't him and his cohorts and underthings, why wouldn't they lie? And why would that be surprising to the press and the citizens and anybody else? What I am upset about, well, not upset about, what I find amazing is how these supporters still look past the lies that he's caught in and still support him. So that's it.
Roy?
You know, I think about the reporters that are on Fox News. I think about the ones that have worked so hard to be the best they could be, and then here they are. They have to turn a deaf ear or try to put a spin on what that cable news network is talking about. But the reality of it is that this has been going on from the jump. But the nice thing about it is that because of MSNBC, CNN, and parts of Fox, we've been getting the truth. And it took a while because the people that sit in with Sarah Huckabee and all of them that are interviewing them, they couldn't outrightly call him a liar. They wanted to. A lot of times when we were in the earlier stages of this party, you know, we knew that they were telling lies, but guess what? They were so pompous and so arrogant about it. And now, guess what? Who gets the bleeping face now? You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is just incredible, but guess what, though? This is the way that administration has fumbled and bumbled and it has failed to the grace. You know, you can't sit in front of the TV and have a comfortable conversation with anybody without people getting upset. Your kids can't even sit there with you. They might as well go in the room and play a Nintendo or whatever they do, because this news is like a war game. So that's all I got to say on the matter.
The last subject I got. Greg Pruitt. He tried to get his wife a job, tried to get his daughter an internship, used mattresses, Ritz-Carlton lotion, Chick-fil-A, trying to open a Chick-fil-A, between lotion gate and Chick-fil-A gate. Shouldn't this joker be gone already? Larissa.
That joker should have been gone. I'm
been
sick of hearing his name in the next scene that he got going on. That joker should have been gone. Been gone. I don't understand why he's still around. And you know what Trump still say about him? He's a fine man. God.
Of course
that's
he does.
All I
of course he does.
Yeah.
E.
Yeah, he should have disappeared with yeah, he should have been gone. So we'll just leave it at that.
My bag, I called him Greg Pruitt, but his name is Scott Pruitt, my bag. Roy.
Well, whoever, we knew who you were talking about.
Exactly.
Look, the president's got two axes grinding, actually almost three. He's got Jeff Sessions, who's doing it on the DOJ side, and then he's got Scott Pruitt, who's doing it on the
EPA
every other side. As long as
EPA.
He can drawback on every regulation that the President Obama administration has put out there, he's doing the president a great service, because only thing this president is trying to do is wipe out the black man's name off the face of being, you know, president. Being recognized as a great leader of the free world. So, you know, Trump is, and then he also got Giuliani out there, who was number one in New York for as far as a heavy hitter. But my God, I mean, these guys have all fallen to grace, and they're not any good. You know, you can see right through it. We're not any legal giants, but what we see is the nose on their face, and the information that we get is all fact-based, and we can make decisions on our own. So, you know, we're not stupid. Americans are not stupid, you know. So, hey, Scott Pruitt,
some Americans aren't stupid.
Well, those are the ones that are drinking. Those are the ones that are drinking White Lightning and riding around on Harley Davidson.
I agree with you, E. There are some that's stupid. That's why we got this fool in office now.
Yep.
Well, we also had Russian meddling too. You know, we had a lot. They had a lot of help. They can't. I mean, they try to say that James Comey was the reason that 10 days out. But let's look closer to this Russian meddling, because they had spies running camp all through. And then even in those compounds in San Francisco and the one they had in D.C., it was running spy organizations. And on top of that, they were running all kinds of espionage throughout our country in America to deal with our election. So, you know, they say Comey was the reason, but I don't know, because you can go right into Nashville and they selling Russian books like you selling the number one bestseller, you know. So, you know, President Obama said something about that administration that while he was in office, about how he couldn't believe that Ronald Reagan, this is the Republican Party of Ronald Reagan, doing what they do, dealing with the Russians. So everybody knows that Russians are and Chinese are our worst enemies, but my God, do we have to get in bed with them? Do we have to pull the sheets over with us? Do we have to puff the pillows with them? No, we don't have to do that.
One more thing to end this out. I was going to use that as the last one, but one more thing. This Keith Davidson, he's the former lawyer for Stormy Daniels before Avenatti got in there. It was found out that he was texting Cohen to find out what they were going to do about Stormy together, which he should have never been texting him on a decision between them two for Davidson's client, which was Stormy. And they found out that it was wrong. Do you think, with all this different underhanded news about Cohen, and it's the same question, do you think Cohen is going to flip once he gets indicted? Larissa.
Like a well-seasoned gymnast. He's going to flip like a well-seasoned gymnast. He's going to flip more than, who was he talking about? He's going to flip more than Manafort. Going to flip like a, yeah, he's flipping. He didn't already change his lord. The man is getting ready. He is getting ready to flip. Anything else?
E.
Yeah, he's gonna flip like Gabby Douglas.
Roy.
Yeah, of course he's gonna flip. This guy has his family. He has a lot of things going on. He doesn't want to lose his license, but he's gonna lose his license. But he, you know, look, everything that has anything to do with Donald Trump, there's been opposition. There is nothing just, hey, we screwed up. They don't accept their faults, and they always take us all the way around the corner to find out the truth. So, yeah, he's going to flip, and he should keep on flipping till we get not just Manafort, till we get the little funny guy, the funny glass-wearing guy, the white-haired guy. Is his name Snow?
Once we get him.
Once we get the mastermind, see, that's the mastermind. Once we get the mastermind, we're going to be just fine. That's the mastermind. That's the mastermind. So anybody to put a Nixon tattoo in the middle of the back of their neck, you know.
Roger Stone.
Yeah. Yes, that's, there's something's up with all that.
I want to thank everybody for calling in. Happy Father's Day, Roy. I'm not a father, so I do tell children how to act every now and then. So.
Will you dial one up for the president? Will you call the president up then?
Everybody have a good Sunday, and hopefully we'll be talking again next Sunday.
Peace and love, everybody.
Next week, can we talk about all right. Giuliani calling who was it, Biden, a dummy?
Yeah. I'll write that down right now.
Okay. I got a lot to say about that.
Later, y'all.
All right, talk to you later. Bye, y'all.
Peace in the East.